Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two twag indigenous guys. Chumukimanish nindao, dashneo, abajatun, anishnabe, moen, and also gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. All right, so this is our kind of first review episode where the goal, your homework has been, right, to be conjugating verbs. So you should be conjugating 10 verbs a day, but I'll just give you 10 for this episode. And, you know, you can do this just quickly kind of running down. You know, we've got a pretty good word list, and you could just go through and pick a conjugation, and realizing that all these start as conjugation. So gisena. Maybe just go through and, like, practice putting magads on the end of things. So gisena, gisena magad. Ate, ate magad. Agude, agude magad. Wasea, wasea magad. Mecha, mecha magad. And just doing that is kind of good practice too. And then do the next thing. So, okay, we want to pluralize these things. Gisena, gisenawan. Ate, atewan. Nundagwad, nundagwadun. Gimme one. Gimme one un. Awanabisa, awanabisawan. Just kind of go through and do those practice. But anyway, the other thing I wanted you to do was to kind of practice highlighting and pointing out the different parts of the conjugation. So here are my kind of 10 conjugations for you, which I guess this is a quiz, right? I don't want to rob anybody of the jaw harp telling us that we're in quiz mode. So here's our 10 conjugation quizzes. All right, I'm going to go through these pretty quick, and then we'll go back over them slowly. Gawin onishishin zinun. Gawin onishishin zinun. Gawin onishishin zinun. Gawin onishishin zinun. Apegish minogijiga kwabang. Apegish minogijiga kwabang. Apegish minogijiga kwabang. Kisinamagadana. 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 Gishpin wasayamagak gawin dasogipon zinun. Gishpin wasayamagak gawin dasogipon zinun. Gishpin wasayamagak gawin dasogipon zinun. Anindi wa no ding wabang. Anindi wa no ding wabang. Anindi wa no ding wabang. Kikime wanana. Kikime wanana. Kikime wanana. Ki onishi shinun. Ki onishi shinun. Ki onishi shinun. Gawin zanagasinun. Gawin zanagasinun. Gawin zanagasinun. Ki maji tamagadana. Ki maji tamagadana. Ki maji tamagadana. Hoa. Mino magwa dun, a pegish mino pogwak. Hoa, mino magwa dun, a pegish mino pogwak. Hoa, mino magwa dun, a pegish mino pogwak. All right. Did you get those? Let's look at them again. Gawin onishishin zinun. Gawin onishishin zinun. So if we're going to break down that sentence, gawin and onishishin zinun are two separate words. I would still highlight gawin red, because that's our no thing. So we highlight gawin red, because we know that's a no. Then onishishin zinun, that zinun is the other no part. So I'd also highlight zinun red. So then you could see that those things are related. Gawin onishishin zinun. Gawin onishishin zinun. And that means gawin onishishin zinun means it isn't, gawin onishishin zinun means it isn't pretty, right? That isn't nice, that isn't pretty. Gawin onishishin zinun. So the only real conjugation there is the zinun at the end and the gawin. So those would be highlighted red. Okay, next one. Apegish minogijika kwabang. Apegish minogijika kwabang. So in this case, minogijigad would be the verb, right? So gijigak, that's the change. So apegish is our B form introducer. So that makes our D of gijigad turn into a gijigak. So I would highlight a pinkish blue. I should actually do this so I keep the color straight. I would highlight a pinkish as blue, and then also highlight that K at the end of Gijigak as blue. And that way you see that they're related, that's making that B form introducer there is making the Gijigad turn into a Gijike. So a pagish mino Gijigak wabung. So mino Gijigak is a good day. Hopefully it's a good day wabung. Hopefully it's a good day tomorrow. All right, Gisanamagadana. There really isn't any conjugation too much going on here. It's just that question marker ena. Gisanamagad is already a standalone sentence. So Gisanamagadena, it's a yes or no question. My question is it cold? Gisanamagadena, is it cold? Alright, Gishbin Wasayamagak Gawin Dazogipon Zinun. So Gishbin Wasayamagak. Gishbin is our B form, right? B form introducer. So I'm gonna highlight that the same color blue. Wasayamagak, that word started its life as Wasayamagad, right? But in B form, that D turns into a K. So Gishbin Wasayamagak. So I'm going to highlight that K, that same color of blue. Now Gawin Dazogipun Zinun. Gawin Dazogipun Zinun. So what we're going to do here is highlight that Gawin is red, right? That's still negative. Gawin Dazogipun Zinun. And our zinun, that's our negative, so I'm going to highlight that red, so we see those things are linked together. That da, is our tense marker, so I'm going to mark that yellow. So gawin da zogipun zinun. Gawin da zogipun zinun. So gishbin wasayamagak gawin da zogipun zinun. If it is sunny, it should not snow. If it is sunny, it should not snow. That's what that sentence is doing. Okay. Anindi wa nonding wabang. Anindi wa nonding wabang. Okay, so anindi, right? This is another kind of question word. So I'm going to do this one green. And then that wa. So that's our tense marker. That started its life as a we. So I would capitalize it yellow. But then it goes from we to wa because of initial vowel change. So to make things confusing. But really, I hope not. But to make things confusing, I would highlight... Oh, yay. Broke it. So what I'm actually going to do is highlight the W in yellow and then highlight the two A's in green so I can see that they're sort of related to that anindi, right? Anindi wa nonding wabang. And then that G at the end of noden, that's our B form ending. I'm going to put that green as well, because it's doing that because of the anindi. Anindi wa nonding wabang. So, where will it be windy tomorrow, is what that question is. Okay, gi kimewanana. Gi kimewanana. So, gi is our tense marker, right? So, we're highlighting that yellow. And then that gi is making the gi from gimewan turn into a K. So, I'm going to highlight that K in yellow as well. And then ina is just our question marker word, which we're not, I guess we should do a color for that too. We'll call that color, nope, there's not enough colors on my choices here. So just remember that ina is that. Okay, so gi onijishinun. So gi is our past tense, right? Highlighting that yellow, and then onijishin un, that un is the plural. I haven't had a plural yet. So we're going to do kind of this light orange color for our plural marker. So gi onijishin un, they were pretty. They were pretty. Gi onijishin un. All right, gawin zanagasin un. So we got our gawin there, so we're putting that red. Zanaga. Sinun, so that sinun is our negative, so we're going to highlight that red. So gawin zanaga sinun, it is not difficult. Gawin zanaga sinun, it is not difficult. Another good one to have. All right, gi majitamagadena, gi machita magadana. We're going to highlight that gi. That's our tense marker, right? So gi, it's going to get yellow. Majita magadana. So majita magad, there's no other extra conjugations going on there. It's just that ina question marker. So gi majita magadana. Did it start? Did it start? That's what that's saying. Did it start? Okay. Na ho wa mino magwa dun apegish mino pogwak. Ho wa mino magwa dun apegish mino pogwak. So mino magwad would be the word, and then magwa dun, that's our pluralizing thing, right? So we're going to change that to a light orange. Yay, let me change it to light orange already. And then apegish is our B form introducer, right? So we're going to do that same kind of blue color here, or cyan or whatever. Apegish mino poguak, and then that's why mino poguad turns into mino poguak. And remember that in B form, it's singular and plural. So ho wa mino magwa dun apegish mino poguak. That's literally, it's like, holy cow, those smell good. Hopefully they taste good. And it's the same in A form or B form. Anyway, so here's your kind of refresher. And like I said, go through and highlight these things on your own. Write up new sentences. Maybe look through old quizzes that we've had in the show notes. And you can highlight and practice with those too if you need to find stuff. Just to get used to seeing these different parts of Ojibwe verbs. Anyway, miigwetchago. There is your little 10-word practice run for today. Cheers.